The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Somewhere beyond the sea. Stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me.
Bobby Darin.
If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to
damn. Let me tell you something. This was the guy I can remember as a kid in Brookdale Elementary School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And then you would see Bobby Darin come out, and he would hang his wrist down, you know, and have the mic in the other hand. That was cool. I'm telling you, not before, since. There was such a cool about him, and certainly Frank Sinatra and the whole rap act, that whole scene. But Bobby Darin was just the best, man. Rest his soul. Died way too young. A brilliant, brilliant talent from the Bronx, New York. Robert Walden Casotto. Huge Bobby Darin fan. Really one of the great entertainers of our time, along the lines of Sammy Davis Jr. Because Bobby Darin, you know, he would do impressions, he played the drums, and when I go and do my retro kind of show on stage, those are my influences right there. The golden performers like Sammy, Mr. Sinatra, certain Bobby Darin right there. Hey, I gotta tell you, and we're gonna go to Anthony Pope standing by about this whole Flynn thing. This is the best. This is what's great about being on the radio. Listen to me. So what I do is I take a break. I say, oh, let me real quick survey the rest of the news media. No one is talking about the unmasking of Flynn. They don't touch it. I watch CBS, I watch NBC, I watch ABC, right? No one's touching it. Listen to me. They think we're like dumb. They wonder why President Trump got elected. This is why. Because they try to take a narrative. They try to take their fingers right up our noses. My big Italian formidable nose. They think, come here. You're going to think this way. You're going to think this way. This is the narrative you must have. And thank God America has awakened. This is so wrong. They won't even, you know what they did? They took what Anthony Fauci said. Yeah, and on the task force, Dr. Fauci, and what he said, and then what President Trump said yesterday. President, well, you know, Anthony could say what he wants, and they built a fight between Anthony Fauci and President Trump. That's what they manufactured this morning. On at least on CBS, I saw that. And they show a clip of the president saying one thing, and then Tony Fauci, nothing about General Flynn. Nothing about this. Nothing about President Obama, about Joe Biden. Nothing. And they wonder why President Trump was elected. This is exactly why. Because a guy like me, who's objective and just loves the country, and I just don't like anything crazy and political like that. And like, for example, when President Clinton got impeached, and I know people that I can't stand the Clintons, and they were illegal, and what Bill Clinton did in the Oval Office. Don't impeach the president. Tell me what he did in the Oval Office. I don't want to know. Am I wrong when I say that? Because I got to explain that to my children. And I don't want to know about it. Who he was with. What was going on. I don't want to know. I don't want to know if John Kennedy was with Marilyn Monroe and she had a secret door at the White House. You know what? Who am I to judge? I mean, really. I don't want to know about these things. So it's as bad what's going on now as when the Republicans went after Bill Clinton. Why? Because Bill Clinton was a great president, and he was doing a great job. He took all of Newt Gingrich's ideas. He was smart enough to do that, to take Newt Gingrich's contract for America. That's why Bill Clinton did. He enacted that, worked fair, put more police on the streets. And, you know, the conservatives are going, hey, Bill Clinton doing a good job. Oh, we better impeach him. It was ridiculous. $50 million later. I'm sorry. It was ridiculous and wrong. And he lied. I don't want to hear it. It was ridiculous. It's as ridiculous now the way President Obama went after General Flynn and how they're trying to take President Trump down. So now we see the news so biased, so ridiculously biased. Now we see these reporters. You see how the reporters are against President Trump. It's all it does, in my opinion, is it strengthens the base of Donald J. Trump. And listen, I understand the flaws, and I'm the one guy, I understand the criticisms, you know? I wish the president would just, you know what, he's been great this last week. He's been at the White House, he's let Kayleigh McEnany, the best press secretary the United States has ever had, is Kayleigh McEnany. This girl is brilliant, and she can be savage to the press, and they deserve it, because they're being rude, and she just eviscerates them, bang, cuts them to pieces, and I like that, you know? And then President Trump should just, I think, just stay right in the Oval Office and do what he's doing, and he could win. Because, my gosh, it is so biased. The press is so biased now. And I wish that the progressives and the socialists in Washington would understand that when you're not objective and you try to put all your ideas on us and try to lead us with that narrative, and you think we're stupid and we're sheep, and that's what they think, you're going to end up with a president like President Trump. Because there's going to be guys like me that go, who are going to get personally insulted that you think we're that dumb. So we're going to do something so out of the box just to shock the system. And that's how President Trump got elected. Anyone know the truth? That's how he's going to get elected again. Throw the virus at us. Throw the Mueller probe. You know, throw everything at us. The Ukraine, whatever it is. You're just going to strengthen the base of the president. I'm telling you. And they don't learn. They don't learn. So here to join us. Look at this. It's already. What time is it? I got my papers in front of my computer. 7-Eleven. There's Frankie Five Boroughs' favorite number. 70. Hey, Frank, you going to Atlantic City, brother? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you're as soon as it's reopened, I'm planning to go the first weekend in June.
Was that email to me that you sent? Hey, are you going down to Atlanta City?
I hope you do come down. Absolutely.
June 5th it is?
Yeah, that's the Friday's June 5th. I'll probably be up there, you know, June 4th through the 6th, probably.
You are the best. You are the most loyal person for Atlantic City and the great spokesman. They should hire you. I think your billboard should be on the Atlantic City Expressway as we go down the shore. Frank Morano says, this is my favorite resort, whatever it could be, you know? I'm ready to go now. I'll tell you this, inside line, because this is our intimate, it's not our intimate hour, but I'm going to be making it intimate anyway, is me and Dave Damiani. You know, that's your pal, my pal. We work all around the country, and we're going to do something in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're going to try to do an outdoor concert on the Steel Pier. That's what we're looking to do. Will it happen? I'm not sure, but we want to do it sooner than later. So there's social distancing, so you're outside, so it's safe, and we want to do a concert there, and that's what we're going to try to do. And I pitched to the station should do a couple concerts, and I'm ready to go out. I'm so restless. Let's just go out. We'll do it. We'll keep it social distancing, and we'll do it outdoors. How about that? Is that a great idea? Yes, it is. Thank you, Joe. Hey, Joe on the radio at 712 right now. Anthony Pope, kind enough to call in this morning. Anthony, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
You know what? I'm okay, and we're going to get there. And everybody okay in the family? Everything's good, right, Anthony?
Yeah, thank God. Everybody's good, thank God. Thanks for
asking. Oh, please. Listen, you're one of the and again, I talked to Judge Knapp. I talked to Professor Dershowitz and Arthur Idala, and they love Anthony Pope. They know Anthony Pope and respect your legal mind. Anthony, I'm watching this thing unfold with General Flynn, and I'm not seeing any of the press touch it. It's all Fox News all the time, right, about the unmasking, right? I have to ask you this. Was it illegal what President Obama did to go in and unmask the General Flynn? Or was what really was illegal, and correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony, is when you unmask it to the Washington Post as what happened, and you unmask it, that name, and give it to the New York Times, that's a crime that comes with 10 years in prison. That's a federal crime. So where are we on this, and how illegal is it what President Obama did? To start there, please, sir.
Well, President Obama is not one of the people that was named on the list of unmasking. Certainly Joe Biden's name was mentioned, the former vice president. And the answer to your question is, without extraordinary reasons for national security, something that just is outside the norm. You just can't unmask. You're not supposed to. The law is to prevent that from happening. So it's a very obvious question. It begs the question, what was the extraordinary circumstances that caused him to want to have his name unmasked? And then to report it, though, to the Times is probably the most egregious of the acts. And I think that's where the criminality could certainly lie, you know, in that.
Yeah. So what it seems to be, if you look at the timeline, the memos that go out, and it looks like Joe Biden sent the memo out. I mean, could it be Joe Biden, Anthony Pope? I mean, Joe Biden.
Well, it could be that he did something illegal. Now, whether or not that actually ever comes to fruition, or somebody's charging the former vice president, seems unlikely. Joe, listen, we're in a situation right now where the politics is just so stark, and politics is typically black and white. But in this situation, there's no room on either side, evidently, for any negotiation or discussion. What Barr did is unusual, but it's happened before. And what Judge Sullivan is doing is certainly unusual, but it's happened before. I think Judge Sullivan is caught in this situation where he has accepted the plea twice from Flynn. When a judge accepts a plea, a federal judge, they go through an exercise to make sure that the person that's allocuting to the charges understands it's knowing and voluntary. They go through this in painstaking efforts to make sure that somebody is not pleading guilty to something they're not guilty of, that there's no coercion, there's no outdue influence, they've had the opportunity to speak to their attorney. So now he's confronted with a situation where this person has gone before him under oath, has said that, and the Justice Department is saying that the circumstances under which this all occurred was an abuse of power. I think that the writings from the FBI is something that certainly suggests very clearly that their conduct was an abuse of power. Does that mean that General Flynn did not do what he's accused of doing? No. But even if he did what they're accused of doing, i.e. that he lied to them, that he denied doing something that was a direct question to him, I don't even see the question or the response being really material to the investigation, because it's not just a matter of lying to the FBI. I mean, if the FBI said to you, Joe, how tall are you in the interview? And you said, well, I'm 6'5", and it turns out you're 6 foot, it's not material to the investigation. So it may be a lie, but it's not material. So this, under any other circumstances, would have been dismissed. If they presented this information to a federal judge, the federal judge would have looked at it, and it would be dismissed. But because of the circumstances and the politics of it, and this is politics at its highest level, I'm not sure what Judge Sullivan's intent is. Is he just trying to cover the record? Is he trying not to just rubber stamp what everybody's claiming is the Republicans' attempt to just get this guy back into the fold? Is he just trying to be more fair? I don't know. I can't get into the mind of Judge Sullivan, but it seems to me on all ends, it's an unusual event that's taking place. But I will say that the documents that have been revealed by the FBI certainly lead any, I think, intelligent, let's put it this way, experienced person in law to say this is really an abuse of power and it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, the federal judge in the Michael Flynn case at Reading here issued an unusual order Wednesday, appointing a law firm partner to present arguments opposing prosecutor's motion to dismiss the case and consider whether Donald Trump's...
Attorney General Barr appointed an independent party to look at it because he wanted some type of independence on his end. Judge Sullivan, I can't remember a judge asking an outside party to do this.
Crazy, man.
That's for sure. Yeah, it is. And, you know, listen, he really took Flynn on in, you know, when he told him what he thought about his case. He didn't pull any punches. He certainly has a view and an opinion of Judge Flynn, of General Flynn, rather. So, Joe, it's one of those things. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And it would seem to me that these are the people, the liberals, that always were the ones that would come out about the abuse of the FBI or the abuse of law enforcement in general. They're the ones that are always attacking it, the libertarians. You know, you can't have this. It's not due process. It's not fair. Here you have clear evidence that it was an abuse of power, and they just care. They care because it's Trump, and it's Trump's guy, so they don't care. So to hell with the Constitution. Let's just go after Trump.
So true. Frankie Fibro said that exact same thing yesterday. But just to be clear, Anthony, before we let you go, and we appreciate you jumping on the air with us this morning. We're talking with the great Anthony Pope. Is President Obama, they're talking about treason and he acted illegally. It does not look like that happened because President Obama, as President of the United States, he wanted to go after Flynn for whatever reason, probably so Flynn wouldn't reveal the deep state, as it were. But as far as I could see, President Obama legally does not look, and I may be wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony Pope, it looks like President Obama did nothing illegal, correct?
I haven't seen anything that would suggest the president did anything illegal.
Yeah, all right. Anthony, you're the best. I love you, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. See you all.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Anthony. Always. He's great. Now he's going to go into a federal court and defend before a judge, you know. He's unbelievable. God bless him. Anthony Pope, good guy. Hey, Gerald Celente is going to be with us. And Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. I'm telling you, they're so nice. And now they're donating masks. We just love Boomer Naturals. They're on Brigitte Gabriel. Fired up this morning. You do not want to miss Brigitte Gabriel, Joe Borelli, Brian Kilmeade. We got it all for you. Oh, Jonathan Bell, by the way, labor and employment attorney. We'll talk about that. What are we going to do when all of our bills are due in like July? What's going to happen? Jonathan Bell will break it down for us. Right now, Debbie's looking out for you traffic-wise 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. I don't want to think about all the bills. Let's see what's happening. The LIE heading eastbound, slowing down just a bit, Joe, by North Ocean Avenue. A car went into the barrier. And then on the LIE eastbound, getting out past Horse Block Road, a car down into the ditch, getting down through Yaphank. We're seeing delays on the Deegan. Deegan southbound still busy at the Cross Bronx with construction. The Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel getting into Brooklyn. An accident taking one lane now inside that tunnel. FDR Drive south in the 40s. They're still working on a collision over there as well. Remember the MTA Essential Subway Plan. That remains in effect. Garden State Parkway North at 145. Some ongoing construction. And also the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north at 12 in Carteret. A collision over there. Some construction on Dutchess Turnpike getting out through Poughkeepsie right into Overlook Drive. Sunny today. High of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We'll get a reading today on the job market and the extent of the coronavirus in a third month. The Labor Department reports on new unemployment claims filed last week. Economists are predicting there were an additional 2.5 million people filing for benefits. Claims have been gradually decreasing since the record of 6.8 million in the week ending March 28. Cisco Systems says sales declined 7.5% in its recent quarter. The computer network equipment company says Cisco is built to last regardless of what the future brings. And CEO Chuck Robbins says some customers see the shift to working remotely as a wake-up call to update their technology. Lloyd's of London says it could be paying out more than $4 billion to customers around the world as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is ready to award $5,000 a week for life in just days. Enter now at pch.com and you could win $5,000 a week. Week after week, for life. Don't miss this last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on June 30th. Enter at pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at pch.com. Entries due 625. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-816. Morano, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
But especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Boomer Naturals. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new norm. You know that. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. This is so great. I'm in like heaven reading about this. I got to tell you, this is my life. A highly recommended covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano silver technology. Listen to me. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and your mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is with face coverings. It's also incredibly comfortable, easy to breathe. I'm telling you, when I put it on, and I could actually talk to you through the mask like this, as opposed to the press conferences when we can't hear what the reporters are saying. This is great. I tell you, I love it. We have it. All you have to do, this can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Simple as that. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Get masks now for the entire family. They have masks for the kids. They're so cute with little bunnies on them. You got to check out BoomerNaturals.com. Just use the code Joe20, please. Joe20 at checkout. You know what? You can save 20%. How about that? And free shipping and handling when you spend more than 50 bucks. BoomerNaturals.com. Code Joe20, save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com is your source for in-stock face covers. BoomerNaturals.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 727. Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute and publisher of the Trends Journal. Hey, Gerald, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a while. Nice to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, so what's the bigger long-term threat to our country, the virus or this long-term impact on our economy, Gerald?
This is devastating beyond what anybody can imagine, and it's global. It's a global lockdown. It's unprecedented in world history. So when I hear these people saying, oh, it's going to be a V-shaped recovery, a U-shaped recovery, how about an F-U-V-shaped recovery? You're making this stuff up. What they're doing is they put out a business, millions of people. They're not going to bounce back. I mean, this is unprecedented. And again, all we do is look at the facts. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in this, you know, stuff, you know. I'm a grown up. And when I look at the data, and that's all we do in the Trends Journal, you take that place, New Jersey. What are half the deaths over there are from nursing homes and veterans homes?
Yeah.
You take but that's around the world. Belgium, Sweden. Name the country, most of the people that are dying are elderly, chronically ill, and people that are obese, diabetics, people suffering from lung disease, and other ailments. They've closed down. They should have been quarantined. Again, if people in nursing homes are already locked down and they're getting sick, to lock down the global economy is the destruction of this. This is the greatest depression.
Yeah.
There's no way out of this now if they don't open this thing up right away.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, Gerald. I think you're absolutely right. And yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the worst is yet to come. That's a view you share, yes?
Yeah, and again, oh, he's finally saying that. You know, we've been saying this from the beginning. The greatest depression is here. You look, restaurants in the best of times, the margins are so thin they're doing okay.
Great, great observation. You're right.
And
on
now
the
they got to reopen.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are they gonna? What are they gonna do?
Yeah, it's so true. So, and now, and what about this? And I've asked this many times on the show. So the bank goes, all right, you don't have to pay your mortgage now. The utility company, all these bills, life insurance, all the bills that we have, Gerald, right? You go, no, they go, don't worry about it. You could pay us in full in 3 months. No one's working. You have no income. How in the name of God, when July comes, are we going to have to pay $20,000, $30,000 in mortgages, insurance? People aren't going to have the money. Am I wrong? Is this a fear, an unwarranted fear?
You're 100% right. You're 100%. Look, and look at the people that aren't paying their rents. I mean, you know, how the people that own the bills are going to pay their mortgages. No, this is unprecedented. I want to make this 100% clear. We got a bunch of freaks and fools telling us what to do. Hey, don't you know who I am? I'm Mario. I'm Andy Cuomo. My daddy was Mario. I'm born on third base and thought I hit a home run. I'll tell you what to do. I got an executive order here. Hey, I'm going to put it in there, and the legislator's going to pass it, you know, just like my brother Chrissy over there, you know. These guys are nobodies. I'm going to name the bridge after my daddy. I don't like the Tappan Zee Bridge name. I'm better than you, or your father's not worth anything. I know everything. You're making this crap up.
I'm trying to be nice to the governors because I know it's a tough
nice.
Job.
They're destroying our lives. They're putting people out of business. And here's the other thing with these little political clowns. And when I say this, by the way, I used to run major political campaigns in Westchester County at a graduate school. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I designed and instructed American politics toward St. John's University. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. It's a freak show. These are the same people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council, and now they're telling us what to do. And they're making this crap up. I want you to stand 6 feet away. Oh, no, wait, we're over there in Europe. You're going to stand 3.1 feet away. Oh, no, we're in France. We say 4.1 feet away. You're making this crap up.
Oh, man, did I need this phone call this morning, Gerald. Thank you, brother. Because we're just regular citizens. We just want to go on with our lives. And we don't understand what everything. And we're also hearing that the government officials are using this as an opportunity to increase surveillance, please, through things like contact tracing. You know, and you know, being a hypochondriac, I'm going, no, not so bad. But how concerned are you about that, Gerald?
Well, you look at one of the covers of our Trends Journal. Remember that tank man when Tiananmen Square, the guy standing in front of the tank?
Yeah, sure.
Well, our artist, Anthony Frieda, did a Tank Man 2.0, and it's the coronavirus tank and other ones. And the line is, the Chinese way, you must obey. We've become them. We have surveillance watching everything we do, and now they're going to watch your temperature. They're going to know who you've been in contact with. Our freedom is gone. And I mentioned these little low-life politicians, politics, got it? Many ticks sucking the blood out of us, sucking the life out of us. They don't care about not working. They have a thing called taxes. They get paid no matter what. They have their health care. They have their benefits. They have their retirement. They don't care how they're screwing us. It doesn't affect
Gerald Celente.
Them.
Gerald, we love it, man. Thank you so much. Hey, where can people go to learn more about Trends Research Institute?
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com, the only magazine that will show you history before it happens.
Great call. Great chat this morning, Gerald. Thank you, my brother. God bless
you.
We'll talk again. Thank you. Stay fired up, man. Gerald Celente right there. Oh, I needed that. Don't you feel refreshed now? Gerald kind of spoke for all of us right there. 7:34 with Joe on the radio. Suzanne Hobbs is going to join us, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. And they're donating masks. How about that? They're donating masks, and we appreciate that more than we can tell you. Brigitte Gabriel on the show and Brian Kilmeade as well. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new viral video shows NYPD cops shoving a subway rider to the ground after she refuses to wear a face mask and then hits an officer. Police say officers inside the Atlantic Avenue Barclay Center subway station asked Kalmai Rozier to make sure she covered her mouth and nose with her mask. The woman who was with a young child began arguing with the officers, and seconds later, the video shows police escorting Rozier out of the station as she argues with them. She is then shoved to the ground and handcuffed. Police say Rozier hit an officer, and that was the reason officers arrested her. She's been charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and harassment. Reports are the impact of the coronavirus could cost the state of New Jersey more than $10 billion shortfall in the budget. NJ.com is reporting that is the projection from the state treasurer for the fiscal year beginning October 1st. The treasurer will present a more detailed budget next week. Governor has called on the federal government for aid to states impacted by COVID-19. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. We're seeing some volume here on Dutchess Turnpike as you get up toward the area of Overlook Drive out through Poughkeepsie and Arlington. That's some ongoing construction. Also, the Deegan still moving a little bit slowly southbound down by the Cross Bronx with ongoing road work there. The accident at the Battery Tunnel into Brooklyn was clear, but still a lot of volume on the eastbound BQE up toward the Battery Tunnel, heading right up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge as well. If you're heading over to the FDR Drive southbound in the 40, some stop-and-go traffic. Looks like they're just cleaning up an accident there. And the LIE westbound at the Van Wyck, a disabled tractor trailer still out there. Nassau Expressway eastbound getting right into the Van Wyck. Watch out for some ongoing construction right through that stretch as well. Cashless tolling still at the George Lincoln Holland Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and over at the Bayonne Bridge. Sunny today, high of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. See, Debbie started taking Balance of Nature with me and Albert and on the advice of Frankie Five Burrows, saying, try Balance of Nature. What's Balance of Nature? Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I still didn't understand it. And I know when you walk up to me and I meet you, I have the privilege of meeting you. And you say, Joe, what is Balance of Nature? And I'm telling you, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, right? Now, what does that do? It strengthens your immune system. So when you have the fruits and vegetables, and that's why we have fruits and vegetables, it strengthens your immune system so you could stave off sniffles, you know, just the tired feeling that you get, the mental clarity, you know, that's not there. Oh, maybe a virus that is going around attacking us. You want to build up your immune system. And you know what? No one tells us that. They never tell us this is what you need to do. And this is why I appreciate Frankie Five Burrows getting us to Dr. Douglas Howard and meeting the wonderful, warm Howard family. A great family. And we talk about it. We talk about what can we do to fight the free radicals in our body. And when we walk outside, man, you try to take a sniff of the air, especially in the city, forget about it. And you got a million things that are going to attack you. You have to offset that by building up your immune system. And you could do that with Balance of Nature because it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And then this from the Howard family for you. Free shipping. Are you kidding me? Free shipping. Yes, free shipping. 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. All right, we want you to start your journey the way I did and Al did and Debbie did and Frankie Fibros tells us about. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. 800-2468-751, just like that. 800-2468-751, or you can start by going to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964. What's on everyone's mind right now? Their health. There are countless people suffering from autoimmune diseases that are not COVID-19 related. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and Dr. David Younger, author of the best-selling book, The Autoimmune Brain, A Five-Step Plan, is here to help. He'll address medical issues that affect millions of individuals with guests you can't hear everywhere else. Be sure to tune in for Talking Medical with Dr. David Younger, Saturday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I am so pumped. I got to tell you about Rhino Shield. While you're home, you have to call Susan. First of all, she's a great gal. Second of all, it's an independent business, small business, right, that she started. I love independent women. As a father of three daughters, I love what Susan has accomplished on her own, built up Rhino Shield into this mega company, but a small business. And the way she meticulously takes care of it, she hires the best workers, and then she has this for you. Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. And Rhino Shield is this ceramic coating that I keep telling you about, and that seals your house or commercial building. It's just like paint. It has a 25-year guarantee. The best thing I did for my home was Rhino Shield. I did it a couple of years ago. I don't have to touch it now. I was always kind of touching them over the garage. It would always fade, you know, or on top of by the bedrooms up top, and I'd have Mikey go, "Hey, Mikey, could you get that?" None of that anymore, because I Rhino Shielded my home. And then Susan says, "My deck was a mess. I have to tell you this, and then we'll move on, but stay with me, please. My deck was a mess. It looked like you would get splinters if you walk outside in bare feet. You would get splinters off the deck." So Susan goes, "I'll do your deck. We'll do that." I said, "You'll do the deck?" She goes, "I'll do the deck. You can Rhino Shield my deck, Susan?" She goes, "I'll Rhino Shield your deck." The guys came out. It was so quick, and I mean, as meticulous as workers I've ever seen. And now the deck looks like, it looks like it's seasoned, like I made the wood purposely. It's so fashionable. The color is so right. We leaned on Susan for the right color. And I want to tell you, it's one of the greatest things. My house looks brand spanking new. I never thought my house would look so good. I'm a single, hardworking father. What do I know? I got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. You call Rhino Shield, you don't have to worry about your house again. All right? So we want you to support your small business. Call Rhino Shield today. You're going to love it, and you'll love Susan. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 742 on AM 970, The Answer. How are you this morning? 80 degrees tomorrow. This is going to be great. Here comes springtime. Suzanne Hobbs is Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. We love Boomer Naturals. Suzanne, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Good to be back on.
If you could find, I'm talking to you with my mask on, which you could actually carry on a conversation. I wish the press corps in Washington, you should send some masks down to the press corps so we can hear what they're asking the president. But I was on Fox News with Sandra Smith and Ed Henry yesterday, and I took out my Boomer Natural. I put it over my face so you'll be able to see that. These are really spectacularly designed. Tell us, can you tell us before we get to what you're doing and the good work that you're doing at Boomer Naturals, how did you come up with the concept of all this? How did it get started, and what research did you do? Very, very interesting, Susan. How'd you do all that?
Absolutely. You know, so Boomer Naturals, we're a wellness company. We have immune-boosting products, and that's been our goal for the almost a year now since we started. Some incredible products. But we saw the great need in the United States a few months ago for really good face coverings, and some of the founders of our company are Vietnamese, and they have connections in South Vietnam, and so they reached out to their friends who work at manufacturing companies, and they have great connections to get us directly from them, you know, and actually Vietnam also sent to the United States not long ago 250,000 of these face coverings because we had such a great need. So we are basically a partner, you know, with them, and they're, you know, in just all of us trying to be as safe and protected as we can. In Vietnam, 96 million people there, they have had zero reported deaths and under 300 reported cases. And these are the masks that that country uses.
Wow.
So why not follow the success?
Wow.
So we feel, you know, that we're trying to just get one of the best face coverings out to the American people, especially folks in New York City. If you're looking for a good quality face mask, these are the ones that we suggest as well. So we're able to get these to people about $9 for an adult mask, $7 for a child size mask. Wow. We're not charging crazy prices for these incredibly high quality coverings that are made with nano silver technology to really block the particles.
This is great. I'm looking on the website, Boomer Naturals, and you have everything. What do you say? Hand sanitizer as well? Is that what I'm looking at here?
We do, yeah. And we were not a hand sanitizer company also a few months ago, but we reached out to our manufacturer that was helping us with our immune-boosting products in Colorado, and we said, hey, keep making those products a little bit, but can you please make some changes to what you're doing and get us some hand sanitizer? So we also have that for, what, $5 under $6 a bottle. So we want to just help out right now with this crisis in any way that we possibly can. And we're not, again, charging crazy prices. And also, do you know we had such a great response last time when I was on to your discount code that we wanted to be back on and remind people, use Joe20 at BoomerNaturals.com to save 20% on your order. But also, we want to give away some face masks to your listeners or to you to decide where they need to go. So
you know what? I heard that you're going to give away a formidable amount of face masks, and I appreciate that. So you know what I did? I was just talking with Al off the air, and we have some veterans that are nearby, and they've been hit so hard with this COVID-19. So, you know, with your permission and your goodness and your kindness and your gratitude, we're very, very we show infinite gratitude to you, Suzanne, for this. We're going to try to get them to the veterans in the community. But I got to tell you, what's interesting is I'm such a germaphobe. I worry about this stuff all the time, and then you've been like a blessing because you can't find a good mask. I'm telling you, you can't find a good mask. I ordered an N95 mask early on, and I happened to get it. Then they all shut down, and rightly so, they went to the healthcare heroes. But in the meantime, when you see on Instagram, you see on Facebook these masks, look at it, and they're not made half as good as this. And for your percentage to keep the bacteria out in these Boomer Naturals is spectacular. So we're very grateful that you're on the show, especially for this hypochondriac. Come on. I mean, this is great. I'm in my glory. Are you kidding me?
Well, we're happy to send 500 face covers to you for the veterans. That's fantastic. And the testing shows from the Vietnam Textile Research Institute and Textile Testing Center, 92.2% antibacterial protection on these face covers. So they do a lot of good, especially how that nano silver technology is weaved into the three comfortable, breathable layers. But important, if you need a face covering, we have the different sizes for adults and children, and just order them as quickly as you can. We do have some in stock. Certain colors we maybe don't have in stock, but does the color right now really matter? You know, just get a face covering.
Exactly.
We have in stock. Just get something.
And I love here the ones for the children are with the little bunny. How cute is this? This
They're
is
so
great.
Cute.
But you forget about the kids. You got to cover the kids, too. We love it. Suzanne, thank you. You know what? Thanks for that, for helping out the veterans. Thanks for doing that. And God bless you for that. And you can go to BoomerNaturals.com. Don't forget, the code is Joe20, Joe20 for 20% off. Suzanne, our love to everybody at Boomer Naturals. Just so proud to have you with us on the program. It's especially now more than ever. And tell me, Suzanne, where are you from? You told me last time. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Idaho.
Wow, and are you living in the East Coast now?
Actually, I lived in Pittsburgh for a while, and then Hilton Head, South Carolina, and now I'm in Las Vegas. So I'm all over the place, but Boomer's based out of Las Vegas.
Hey, how's Vegas? How's Vegas doing, girl? How is it? I know it's hopefully they're going to be back soon. I mean, what are you feeling out there?
Yeah, we just reopened our store. We do have a store in Las Vegas, so we are able to do curbside pickup. Where people can come and actually pick up masks same day. Restaurants are now starting to open up, so we're just hoping that we can start getting. I miss my Vegas. I miss it.
Yeah, Yeah, well, it'll be back. We'll all be back. We appreciate you being front and center in this fight, Suzanne Hobbs, to everybody at Boomer Naturals. Thank you so much. And you're welcome here anytime. Thanks for the masks for the veterans. We're going to talk to you again, but God bless you for that, girl. Thank you so much to everybody at Boomer Naturals. Thanks, Suzanne. God bless you. And all the very best. Thank you so much. Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. You know, I take this seriously with the mask. I'm holding one mask in my hand, and it's an N95 mask that I got originally that I told you about. And you got to keep sterilizing it because you got to watch when the germs come in, they're going to stick on the mask. Now, it's got that metal thing. This is the mask that I have, not the Boomer Natural, the original mask I got. And it hurts your nose. And you see these heroes and these heroines, the healthcare workers, their nose, you see that red mark on the nose? You see, you're not going to feel that with the Boomer Naturals mask. I'm so excited about this. I'm a germaphobe. It's great. And I have to, before we break, I got to say to Al, 749 right now, Debbie's going to come up with traffic in a second. Al says, Joe, don't you have veterans close by? And I do. I said, that's exactly right. The veterans who have hit, they've been hit terribly by this COVID-19. So thank you, Al, for that.
You're welcome.
Just trying
to be helpful. You're very much the ultra big fat slob I am. I was eating this nuts the other day. See, this is the problem. So I buy this one thing, and they call it now. I don't know if this is racist or not, but Dwayne Reed sells.
Why stop now?
Dwayne Reed sells these variety of nut packages or whatever, right? Yeah. So one's a trail mix, this, that, and they have a Sicilian nut mix. Now, I don't know why it's Sicilian. I don't know why it's Italian, right? But they have like little rye chips in it.
You could choke on it and it'll kill you.
Exactly. Go ahead, choke on it. You little disgrace.
What's a Sicilian?
I don't know. I don't know what classifies it.
What, have sardines in it?
No, it doesn't. Anyway, it has these very small pepita nuts in it and some other stuff in there or whatever. And I'm trying to eat it. And they keep falling out of my hands because, of course, I can't take a small bit because I have big, fat fingers. I have to take this big hunk of it, and the stuff is falling all over the place. So now I have a bowl that I put it in, so I'm trying to eat over the bowl. You know what it's like to try and eat nuts over a bowl and you look like an idiot, right? I need a feed bag for my fat face. I should have just opened up the bag and just dumped the whole thing in my mouth. Because
I'll talk to Boomer Naturals. Maybe they can make you a feed bag.
Yeah, feed bag would be great. Feed bag, protect me from COVID-19 and allow me to get nutrition. I mean, it's ridiculous.
We love our Big Al. 751
Big Al,
with
see?
Joe
fat,
on the radio.
Fat.
Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Frank. Hey, good morning to our fabulous listeners. Let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 12 and Carteret. That's an accident, guys. Watch out for that. Now, also on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes are closed, 8A up through 14 until noon today with some ongoing road work there. Garden State Parkway north at 145, construction still taking two lanes. Deegan southbound, it's ongoing road work getting down toward the Cross Bronx Expressway. It's still pretty busy for you on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Over on the westbound BQE, slowing down right through Metropolitan Avenue and the LIE West right at the Van Wyck. A disabled tractor trailer. He's still out there. I've been out there for quite a while. LIE eastbound heading out toward the area of Horse Block Road out toward Yaphank. A car went down into a ditch. You now know what's going on. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
We know we are locked in a culture war in this country. Forces that want to destroy what we believe in are fighting hard for their side. It's not an exaggeration to call this an existential threat to the future of America. 2020 will be a decisive year. This radio station encourages every listener to engage in this fight. It ends at the voting booth, but only if you are registered to vote. If you aren't, go do it today. Save America. Yeah, it's that important. AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents the Source First Annual Home Brewer Competition. We're in an interesting time. We're stuck at home. Why not brew your own beer and, better yet, enter it to win a huge contest? 32 beers will compete head-to-head in a blind taste test competition for 4 weekends in a row. The championship round will be broadcast live August 2nd from Source Farmhouse Brewery. The winner will receive a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with the Source Brewers to scale up and brew their home brew on the pro level. They'll go through the process from A to Z, brewing, cellaring, packaging. You'll get to work with the branding and marketing team at Source on naming, label design, and all things release and launch related. You'll also receive the first inaugural Source Home Brewer Cup trophy, a swag pack, and a $200 Source gift card. Head to am970theanswer.com to enter and sign up for your chance to have your home brew professionally brewed at the one and only Source Farmhouse Brewery, am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. You know, I love Mike Lindell. He's just a great guy and a warm guy and a patriot. And he believes his faith is strong. You know, I just everything about Mike Lindell I love. Just a fun guy to be with. And then he's loyal because he knows that you have bought so many MyPillows. So, and he appreciates AM 970. Not just because I know Mike early on with Kevin McCullough, and Mike and Kevin are very close. And Mike Gallagher, you know, and I started learning about it. And then Mike came on my show off of Don Imus' show, the late, great Don Imus, and we started talking, and he appreciates radio. That's what I love about Mike. He gets it. Mike Lindell, he gets it, and he knows you have bought so many pillows and helped build MyPillow into the great American company that it is today. So now he's going to give you buy one, get one free pricing. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Is that loyalty? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Buy one, get one free pricing from Mike Lindell. Just like that. MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels. The towels are great. What do I know from towels? I love when I get stuff from MyPillow. I go, wow, I didn't know you could sleep like this. I didn't know you could dry yourself off like this. What am I know? I'm a single father. I don't know anything. I appreciate Mike Lindell helping me out, and he will help you out by giving you this pricing. Buy one, get one free. You go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970. You'll hear other hosts give their code. We want you to use the AM970 so Mike knows it comes from us, okay? Would you do that, please? 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And you want an incredible read? You got to check out Mike's book, What Are the Odds? I'll tell you, it's going to be a movie. This is spectacular, this book. Mike's life story. Talk about inspirational. And if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss out on this great Mike Lindell opportunity, please. This is friendship. This is loyalty. This is Mike giving you something to say thank you. Buy one, get one free pricing on sheets, duvets, pillows from MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, please, and use the promo code AM970, 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Come on. Come on.
Joe Lundberg. Oh, we're squeezing spring out, baby. Come on now, man. Here it comes, yeah. Joey. Yeah, not so bad today and 80 degrees tomorrow, Joe. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's going to be so nice tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic across the area with some sunshine and temperatures over 80 degrees. You got to love it.
You know, this is going to be great. And you'll go out. How many? So you don't get hit by
the heat, though,
huh?
Like 120 miles or something like that.
Joe, I love you, man. God bless you.
Today's going to be nice. It's going to be mid to upper 60s with sunshine and then some clouds. We could get a gusty thunderstorm late tomorrow as a front approaches from the west, but ahead of it, warm, low 80s, and still warm and dry with some sunshine on Saturday, mid 70s. Then we're going to have a peel back. It's going to get much cooler again for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, probably in the 60s.
All right, Joe, you're the best. How's that allergy report
by
from
the way,
Balance of Nature?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the Balance of Nature allergy forecast is moderate to high today and will be into the weekend.
You're an inspiration, Joey. Thank you, my friend. Joe Lundberg right there, the marathon man meteorologist. Brigitte Gabriel, you don't want to miss this, trust me. 8 o'clock, keep it right there, please. Brigitte is on the show, and she's got a lot to say about a lot of things, but we're going to talk in particular about this General Flynn case. Joe Borelli's with us. We love Joe. And Vincent Malerba, he's the owner of Angelina's Restaurant in Staten Island, courtesy of Empire State Bank. Jonathan Bell is going to tell you about labor and employment. and what you could do and what's happening with the money coming in. Nancy Bailey and Brian Kilmeade as well on Piscopo in the Morning.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy will hear from presidential hopeful Joe Biden later today. The former vice president hosting a virtual roundtable to discuss the coronavirus crisis. Also at the meeting scheduled for today at 3:30 will be the governors of Connecticut and Michigan. High school seniors from around the tri-state getting ready for virtual graduation ceremonies. Many admit it's disappointing to lose out on so much from their senior year, and as there was hope until recently that classes would return for a month or so. Over the past 2 weeks, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut have ordered all schools to remain closed until this coming fall at the earliest. Summer school programs are still a possibility. In Wildwood, Ocean City, and other Jersey Shore towns, beachgoers will see social distancing ambassadors walking the boardwalk this summer. They will work to make sure everyone is following COVID-19 rules. The Cape May County Health Officer says the workers will be in special vests as they remind vacationers to wear masks and give everyone at least 6 feet of room. Oil prices are surging after an unexpected drop in U.S. crude inventories. West Texas Intermediate crude is up $1.34 a barrel to $26.63. International benchmark Brent crude up $1.13 to $30.32 a barrel. Crude oil stockpiles in this country fell by nearly 750,000 barrels last week. The Energy Information Administration said Wednesday that's the first decline since January, while analysts had forecast a more than 4 million barrel increase. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.